226-228 Barrington Road, Barrington. It's not in here.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the board. This is a meeting of the Board of Zoning Adjustment, a five-member board created by the Atlanta City Council and confirmed by the Atlanta City Council. It is created to exercise and perform all the functions, powers, and duties of a Board of Zoning Appeals. My name is Danita Brown. I'm the chair of the board. I'd now like to introduce you to the other members of the board. To my left is Mrs. Martha Porter Hall. She's vice chair. To her left is Mr. Carl Barnes. And to his left is Mr. Eugene Miller. To my right is Ms. Jackson, Raquel Jackson, with the Office of Planning. She's a secretary to the board. And to her far right is Mr. Nathan Carson with the Office of Planning. Before we get started, I'd like to acquaint you with some of the rules and procedures for this meeting. The official records of the proceedings are being taped. When you give testimony, please speak directly into the microphone and address all comments to board members. Please be advised that the board may adopt the consent agenda today and to approve non-controversial or routine applications. Non-controversial or routine applications may include applications with unanimous recommendations for approval with no conditions attached by both the planning staff and the NPU. If conditions are attached to an approval recommendation from either staff or the NPU, the application will not be included in the consent agenda unless the conditions are the same. If an application is included within the consent agenda, testimony by any party will not be required, including the applicant. After the consent agenda is sounded, the board will immediately go into executive session to vote on the consent agenda. However, if the applicant or any party in opposition or a board member wishes to speak on the application will be removed from the consent agenda and it will be heard in the order which it was received by the secretary and listed on the public agenda as amended. Unless the board acts to amend the agenda, cases will generally be heard in the following order: deferrals or withdrawals, consent agenda cases, appeals, remaining new cases, and previously deferred cases. Our secretary will sound each case on the agenda and will give the planning staff and NPU recommendations. All cases will be heard in order as listed on the agenda or in accordance with the amended agenda adopted by the board. Everyone who wishes to speak must first fill out a blue card located on the table here to my right and fill it out and hand it to me prior to speaking. Prior to presenting any testimony, all applicants will be asked to state his or her name and address for the record. If the applicant wishes to defer his or her case for any reason, please make the request to defer immediately after the case is sounded and before making any statements on the merits of the case. The board will not take any statements from those in support or opposition if the applicant has made a request to defer a case for the first time. Cases that are deferred at the request of the applicant will be assessed a deferral fee. The secretary to the board will notify the applicant of the amount of the required fee, which should be paid within 3 days of notification in order for the case to be placed on the subsequent agenda. For cases being heard today, the applicant will be allowed 10 minutes to present his or her case. Testimony by members of the public in support of the case shall be included in the 10-minute. Since the burden of proof is upon the applicant may choose to save part of the 10-minute time for rebuttal following all other testimony. The rebuttal time will be limited to addressing comments and questions that have been raised by those in opposition for clarification purposes. After the initial presentation by the applicant, parties who oppose the case shall be allotted a total of 10 minutes to present their testimony. It benefits these parties to be as concise and organized as possible regarding each presentation and to be considerate of the number of parties who wish to speak in opposition of the application. All testimony is taken as if under oath and subject to the penalties of perjury. All testimony should be relevant, although we do not adhere to formal court rules of evidence. All material that you submit to this board becomes evidence. If it can be easily copied, you may request that it be returned, and our secretary will do so. Following all testimony, the board will then go promptly into executive session, have time to consider the presentations by all parties and any related materials, as well as ask questions of each party as desired, and then vote immediately following each case. No participation by the public will be permitted during executive session unless requested by a board member. Written notification from the Office of Planning confirming the results of the hearing will be sent within 1 week. The only matters this board will address are the zoning issues related to the applicable variance, special exception, or an appeal as advertised and stated in the published agenda for this meeting. Please address and confine all comments to that specific subject. The chair reserves the right to interrupt if any speaker has strayed from the subject and to request that any party remove his or herself from the room if disrupted to the proceedings. Please note that this board does not have the authority over the policies, procedures, and operations of the departments of the City of Atlanta. We will be addressing zoning matters pursuant to the City of Atlanta zoning ordinance as it relates to the relevant facts, the particular application, and comments and evidence from the parties that are before us. One other matter should be mentioned. Differing viewpoints may be presented today, and it is possible and even probable that not everyone will agree with or be pleased with the decision of the board. However, this board intends to make fair decisions based on the relevant facts of the case and in accordance with the relevant zoning ordinance contained in the City of Atlanta zoning ordinance. Finally, no demonstrations will be permitted in the chambers. Please refrain from any applause or dialogue with the person speaking. And at the conclusion of a particular application hearing, please depart the chambers in a quiet and orderly manner. At this time, we ask that you please turn off or vibrate all cell phones, paging devices, etc., so that we can proceed with as little disruption as possible. I will now entertain a motion to adopt the published agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I move that we adopt today's agenda as published, with the exception of the following cases, which will be moved to the front of the agenda for consideration of deferral or denial without prejudice. Those cases are V-16-137, V-16-97, V-16-129, V-16-144, and V-16147.
We have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the agenda has been adopted as amended. I will now entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the following cases be placed on our consent agenda. These are V-16 -59, located at 536 Decatur Street Southeast, V-16-126 at 226 Farrington Avenue Southeast, V-16-139 excuse me, at 720 Fowler Street Northwest, V-16-140 at 499 Danube Road Northeast, V-16-141 at 520 and 524 Parkway Drive Northeast, V-16-142 at 4508 Club Drive Northeast, and V-16-146 at 1089 Seaboard Avenue Northwest.
Thank you, Mrs. Hall. Let me first ask, is there any board member who wishes to remove any item from the consent agenda and place it back on the published hearing agenda? Okay. Now let me go to the public. Is there anyone in the public who would like to comment on any application that's been read into the motion by Mrs. Hall to be placed on the consent agenda? Okay. Seeing none, one. We have a motion been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, we need a second. Oh. Thank you. We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded now. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I would like to announce that the following cases will be deferred to the next available hearing because the applicant has requested a first-time deferral, V16-144 and V16-147. A recommendation of deferral from the NPU or Office of Planning staff has been submitted for V16-97, V16-112, V16-129, and V16-147. These cases will be deferred at your discretion. A recommendation of denial without prejudice has been submitted for V16-144. The original signposting affidavit has not been submitted for V16-140, V16-145, V16-148, and V16-128. Again, that is V16-140, V16-145, V16-148, V16-128. The deferral fee has not been paid for V16-97, V16-126, V16-128, and V16-129. If you are the applicant or representative for any of these cases, please see Ms. Carson, who is seated to my far right, to obtain a signposting affidavit form or an invoice at this time. Failure to submit your signposting affidavit will result in a delay of the board hearing your case. V16-137, appeal of Robert Reed of a decision of an administrative officer of the Office of Buildings for the issuance of a building permit BB-20150-72-84 for property located at 79 Fitzgerald Street Southeast, fronting 28 feet on the west side of Fitzgerald Street and beginning 54 feet from the northwest intersection of Fitzgerald and Todd Street. Zoned R5, single family residential, land lot 45 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Glenn A. Donaldson, Council District 5, MPUM, and the applicant has requested a withdrawal of this appeal application.
Thank you. So we have that request. We now entertain a motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
With regard to item V-16-137, I move that we deny this case. Sorry, I got confused. It has been had a request that it be withdrawn by the applicant, so I move that we withdraw that case.
Is there a second? We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion, the application is withdrawn. Thank you.
V-1697, application of Karen Ann Nunley for a special exception to erect an 8-foot concrete privacy wall within the front yard setback along Piedmont Road frontage, whereas only a 4-foot fence, 50% open, is allowed for property located at 2761 Alpine Road Northeast, fronting 96 feet on the north side of Alpine Road and beginning at the north intersection of Alpine Road and Piedmont Road. Zoned R4, single family residential, landlot 60 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Direct Properties LLC, Council District 7, MPUB. Staff recommends a deferral until your October agenda. MPUB did not take action on this application.
Thank you. Can we ascertain that the deferral fee has been paid on this application? Has the deferral fee been paid? That was one of the applications you noted. I got you. Okay. So we have a request. This will be for a deferral. I think this may be a second deferral in that case. So let me ask, is anyone to speak in opposition to the deferral? Okay, seeing none, we're going to executive session. Entertain a motion, please. Mr. Miller.
Madam Chair, reference to case number V-16-97. I move that we defer taking action on this case to our October the 6th meeting.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-16-129, application of David Gunter for a special exception to exceed the maximum height of a fence in the front yard from 4 feet to 6.7 feet and in the half-depth front yard from 4 feet to 6.7 feet for property located at 159 Whiteford Avenue Southeast, fronting 154 feet on the west side of Whiteford Avenue and beginning at the southwest intersection of Whiteford Avenue and Arkwright Place. Zoned RG3, General Residential Sector 3, landlot 205 of the 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner David Codera, Council District 5, NPUO. Staff recommends a deferral until your September 1st agenda. NPUO did not make a recommendation on this application.
Thank you. So this is the second time deferral of this application, so we will entertain anyone who wants to speak in opposition to the deferral. Okay, seeing none, we go into executive session. Entertain a motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Miller.
In reference to case number V-16-129, I recommend we defer this to our next September the 1st meeting.
Second.
The motion may probably be made and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-16-144, application of David Ogram for a variance to reduce the north side yard setback from 7 feet to 5.8 feet and the south side yard setback from 7 feet to 2.6 feet to allow for a second-story addition for property located at 1014 McClinn Avenue Northeast, fronting 42 feet on the north side of McClinn Avenue and beginning 400 feet from the northwest intersection of McClinn Avenue and Avalon Place. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 2 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Joel Kraft, Council District 6, NPUF. Staff recommends a denial without prejudice. NPUF recommended deferral.
Okay, thank you. So this is a request from the applicant for a deferral. We'll go into executive session. Entertain a motion, please. Mrs. Hall?
Yes, ma'am. I move that this case be withdrawn at the request of the appellant per Section 6 of the Board of Zoning Adjustment Rules of Procedure.
Second.
We have a motion been properly made and seconded. All those in favor? Before we go into all those in favor, Mrs. Hall, the section that you quoted was for appeals. This is an application for a variance. So I think what would be probably more appropriate is a denial without prejudice.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I got my scripts mixed up. I apologize. With regard to item V-16-144, I move that we deny this case without prejudice.
We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-16-147, application of Monica Woods for a variance to reduce the east side yard setback from 7 feet to 1.2 feet and to exceed the total floor area allowed for an accessory structure from 30% to 46.3% of the main structure for property located at 405 Brentwood Drive, northeast, fronting 70 feet on the south side of Brentwood Drive and beginning approximately 305 feet from the southeast intersection of Brentwood Drive and Brentwood Terrace. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 60 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Rick Latana, Council District 7, NPUB. Both staff and NPUB recommend a deferral.
Thank you. So we have a first-time request for a deferral. We'll go directly into executive session. Entertain a motion, please. Mr. Barnes.
Madam Chair, on case number V-16-147, I recommend we defer action to a regularly scheduled meeting September 1st, 2016.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Madam Chair, before I announce the cases on the consent agenda, two of the cases need to be removed for failure to pay the fee and or submit a signposting affidavit. So those two cases are V-16-140 and V-16-126.
If we can get a motion in that regard to remove these from the consent agenda, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
I move that we place cases V-16-126 and V-16-140 on our new case agenda.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. Also in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-1659, application of Rex K. Bray for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 40 feet to 0 feet, reduce both half-depth front yard setbacks from 20 feet to 0 feet, Daniel and Howell Street frontage reduce the rear transitional yard from 20 feet to 0 feet. To allow for an addition and a detached storage building to an existing industrial use warehouse distillery pending lot approval for property located at 536 Decatur Street Southeast, fronting approximately 79 feet on the north side of Decatur Street and beginning at the northeast intersection of Decatur Street and Howell Street. Zoned I-1 Light Industrial Beltline Overlay, Landlot 45 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Morin Tech Incorporated, Council District 2, MPUM. Both staff and MPUM recommend approval. V-16-139, application of Tanya Richard for a variance to reduce the south side yard setback from 15 feet to 10.5 feet, the rear yard setback from 25 feet to 22 feet, and a special exception to reduce the on-site parking from 41 spaces to 0 spaces to allow an addition to a fraternity house for property located at 720 Fowler Street Northwest, fronting 100 feet on the west side of Fowler Street and beginning 110 feet from the northwest intersection of Fowler Street and Bobby Dodd Way, zoned OI, office institutional, then lot 80 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia, owner Omega Trust Association, Council District 3, MPUE, both staff and MPUE recommend approval. V-16-141, application of Barbara Navarre for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 28.85 feet to 15 feet and the half-depth front yard setback from 20 feet to 7.5 feet for the construction of an addition to an existing single-family dwelling for property located at 520 and 524 Parkway Drive Northeast, fronting 74 feet on the west side of Parkway Drive and beginning at the southwest intersection of Parkway Drive and Merritt Avenue. Zoned RG4, Residential General Sector 4, Landlot 47 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Barbara and Antonio Navarre, Council District 2, MPUM, both staff and MPUM recommend approval. V-16-142, application of Diane Barfield for a special exception to allow a 5.25-foot retaining wall in the half-depth front yard where only a 3-foot wall is allowed for property located at 4508 Club Drive Northeast, fronting 121 feet on the north side of Club Drive and beginning at the northeast intersection of Club Drive and Carter Drive, zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 12 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia, owner Martha Fair, Council District 7, MPUB, and V-16-146, application of Idris Asad for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 35 feet to 32 feet and the east side yard setback from 7 feet to 3.6 feet to allow for the construction of a single-family dwelling for property located at 1089 Seaboard Avenue Northwest, fronting 50 feet on the north side of Seaboard Avenue and beginning 414 feet from the northwest intersection of Seaboard Avenue and Seaboard Place. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 186 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Christopher Johnson, Council District 9, MPUD. Both staff and MPUD recommend approval.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson, for reading to the record those five applications that are on the consent agenda. If the items on the consent agenda, no presentations are needed by the applicant, so we'll go directly into executive session. Entertain a motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I move that we approve the cases on our consent agenda as read into the record. Thank you.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-16-138, application of James Laird for a special exception to allow a 6-foot fence with 7-foot columns in the front yard where only a 4-foot fence is allowed for property located at 3571 Paces Ferry Road Northwest, fronting 200 feet on the east side of Paces Ferry Road and beginning 200 feet from the northeast intersection of Paces Ferry Road and Cloudland Drive. Zoned R1, single family residential, landlot 198 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Elizabeth Moore, Council District 8, MPUA. Staff recommends an approval. MPUA recommend denial.
Is the applicant present? If you please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record.
Jeffrey Moore, 3571 Paces Ferry Road, Northwest, Atlanta.
Thank you very much.
And we just want to withdraw.
You want to withdraw your application?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go into executive session and entertain a motion, please. This is V-116-138.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
With regard to item V-16-138, I move that this case be withdrawn at the request of the appellant. Sorry, I misspoke. I move that this case be denied without prejudice.
Second.
We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-16-140, application of Jorge Bazan for a special exception to increase the height of a retaining wall within the front yard setback from 4 feet to 10 feet for the construction of a new single-family dwelling for property located at 499 Danube Road, northeast, fronting 90 feet on the south side of Danube Road and beginning 505 feet from the southeast intersection of Danube Road and Wayuka Road. Zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 64 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Todd Freerman, Council District 7, MPUB. Staff recommends an approval. MPUB recommended an approval.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? Please come forward. Your blue card, please. All right. So if you intend to speak, you need to first fill out a blue card and hand it to me prior to speaking. But the blue cards are over there. Yes. Okay, yes. So you were previously on the consent agenda, but you were taking off because of the signposting affidavit. So you're back on the regular agenda. So there were two cases that were affected like that. That was 126 and 140. And that to me. And then if you would state your name and address for the record, please. Thank you so much, sir.
Jorge Bazan.
Address?
499 Danube Road.
Is that your address?
Oh, my address. Sorry. 2909 Langford Road, Norcross, Georgia, 30071.
Okay. So I take it you do not have a presentation since you were on the consent agenda.
I can present if you need me to.
Only if you want to, sir. You have that right.
I'm okay.
Okay. So let me ask, is anyone to speak in support of the application? Anyone to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we go into executive session. Entertain any questions or motion from the board members. Mr. Miller.
Madam Chair, I was under the impression that they hadn't paid the signpost and affidavit.
I think that's been corrected because we're hearing it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Based on the finding of fact, conclusion, recommendations found in the staff report, I move to approve case number V-16-140 with no conditions.
Second. We have a motion been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
V-16-145, application of Jessica Nalbantian for a special exception to allow a 6-foot privacy fence in the half-depth front yard where only a 4-foot fence is allowed for property located at 1280 Euclid Avenue Northeast, fronting 160 feet on the north side of Euclid Avenue and beginning at the northwest intersection of Euclid Avenue and Mansfield Avenue. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 240 of the 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner Jessica Nalbantian, Council District 2, MPUN. Staff recommends approval. MPUN recommends approval with conditions.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? Please come forward.
My name is Jessica Nalbantian. This is my husband, Chris Nalbantian. We are both owners at 1280 Euclid Avenue Northeast.
Madam Chairwoman and committee members, thanks for listening to our case today. At our property, 1280 Euclid Avenue, we have somewhat of a unique lot configuration. The frontage on Euclid Avenue is over 160 feet. We're situated on the corner with Mansfield. It is very close to the Little Five Points retail and restaurant district. We have a high amount of foot and vehicle traffic along the Euclid stretch of our home. The current four-foot fence provides fairly easy line of sight for those on the street into our home. And our home also, as you can see, has a number of banks of windows on that side facing. So what we're seeking to do is to go from the current 4 foot and make that a privacy fence for 4 feet of height, and then an additional 2 feet open with spindle lattice placed at, I believe, 8-inch intervals, so that we can kind of meet the best of both worlds, achieve some more privacy and security for ourselves, for our family and dogs, and at the same time keep sort of with the character of the neighborhood and some openness. And so we've spoken to a number of our neighbors who seem to be generally in support of what we've proposed. They've seen our designs, and we agree to build the fence in accordance with the designs that we filed with the city. So happy to answer any questions about the application.
Thank you so much for your presentation. Let me ask, is anyone to speak in support of the application? Anyone to speak in opposition? Okay, seeing none, we go into executive session. Entertain any questions or comments from board members.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I noticed that the excuse me, the NPU recommended that this be, that the approval be based on a design image. Can you tell us what were their concerns on that? I think that we have.
Do you have the design itself? Of
yes.
File. I think what they wanted to make sure was that we were sticking to the dimensions reflected in the drawing, and that's all I'm aware of in terms of what they were seeking. I mean, they originally, when we first met with the Candler Park Neighborhood Organization, we had a slightly more obscure or opaque design, and in conversation with them, we modified the design to increase that openness so that the top 2 feet would be open. So I think that throughout the process we've been through, they've just kind of been making that a condition as we go, that we just go ahead and build it in accordance with what we have on paper.
Okay, so you intend to build what you have submitted and what is stamped and what is currently
correct.
In the
what
city's
is, yes, what is stamped as of July 15th, 2016.
Right, thank you. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Are there any other questions or comments? If not, a motion would be in order.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. Based on the findings of fact, conclusion, and recommendations as found in the staff report, I move to approve item V-16-145 with no conditions.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
V-16-148, application of Sean Pirelli for a variance to reduce the side yard setback from 10 feet to 9 feet to construct a balcony addition to a single-family dwelling for property located at 756 Moores Mill Road Northwest, fronting 99 feet on the south side of Moores Mill Road and beginning approximately 1,042 feet from the east intersection of Moores Mill Road and Northside Drive. Zoned R3 single-family residential, landlot 157 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Sean Pirelli, Council District 8, MPUC. Staff recommends approval. MPUC recommended a denial.
Thank you. Is the applicant present for V-16-148? Okay. I'm noticing that there's no one else here, unless you're here to speak on another application. So we have four more cases remaining here. So let's go into executive session and dispense with a deferral on this one, please. This is V-16-148. You've got to defer.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. With item V-16-148, since there's no one here, I move that we defer taking action on this case to a regularly scheduled meeting in September.
Second.
We have a motion that's been probably made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-16-112, application of Jay Scott for a variance to reduce the north side yard setback from 7 feet to 3 feet to allow for an alteration to the existing roof for property located at 636 Kennesaw Avenue Northeast, fronting 40 feet on the west side of Kennesaw Avenue and beginning 217 feet from the northwest intersection of Kennesaw Avenue and North Avenue, zoned R5, single-family residential / Beltline overlay, landlot 48 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Jay Scott, Council District 2, MPUM. Staff recommends approval. MPUM recommends a deferral.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? Seeing no one, we go into executive session. Entertain a motion to defer this application, please.
Madam Chair, on case number V-16-112, I recommend we defer action to a regular scheduled meeting in September.
Second.
We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
V-16-126, application of Gene Valley for a variance to reduce the half-depth front yard setback from 15 feet to 7 feet 6 inches to construct a new single-family dwelling for property located at 226 Farrington Avenue Southeast, fronting 40 feet on the north side of Farrington Avenue and begin at the northeast intersection of Farrington Avenue and Farrington Place, zoned R5C, single-family residential conditional, landlot 55 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Kelly Seeley, Council District 1, MPUV. Staff recommends an approval, and MPUV also recommended an approval.
And this is V-16. Okay. All right. Okay, is the applicant present?
Yes.
Please come forward. I need your blue card, please. Thank you so much. You state your name and address for the record and the microphone, please.
My name is Jean Valley, and my address is 320 Pebblestone Drive, Loganville, Georgia.
Okay, thank you. So this case was initially on the consent agenda. Do you have, would you like to make a comment regarding your application, the merits of your case? Okay.
But they're asking to reduce the half-depth set front yard setback from 15 feet to 7 feet 6 inches.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else to speak in support? Anyone to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we go into executive session. Entertain any questions or comments from board members. So, Mrs. Jackson, did we just approve and read this one into the record?
Yes.
It was put back on the agenda. We hadn't gotten to this point yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So, any questions or comments from board members? Is there a motion? Mr. Miller.
Madam Chair, based on the final fact, conclusion, and recommendation found in the staff report, I move to approve V-16-126 with no conditions.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-16-128, application of David Gunter for a special exception to exceed the maximum height of a fence in the front yard from 4 feet to 6.7 feet for property located at 2680 Pine Tree Road Northeast, fronting 150 feet on the west side of Pine Tree Road and beginning approximately 287 feet from the southwest intersection of Pine Tree Road and Canterbury Road, zoned RG2C, General Residential Sector 2, conditional, landlot 48 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Saba Johannes, Council District 7, MPUB. Staff recommends an approval. MPUB recommended denial.
So is the applicant present for V-16-128? I understand from staff that the applicant is getting their signpost and affidavit in order. So we will pause our meeting until they return. This is the last application for the hearing. Again, is the applicant for V16128 present? Okay, we'll wait, and we understand this is the last application for the hearing. We'll wait until that applicant is here to present their signposting affidavit.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hong.
Thank you. With regard to item V-16-128, I move we defer taking action on this case to a regularly scheduled meeting in September in order to afford the applicant an opportunity to go to the NPU.
Okay. So we have a motion. Before I ask if there's a second, let me ask if the applicant for V-16-128 is in the auditorium. Would you please present your blue card to me? Thank you. If you state your name and address for the record, and this is the microphone, please.
My name is David Gunter, and my own address? Okay, sorry. 691 John Wesley Dobbs Avenue, Unit V, Atlanta, GA, 30312.
Okay, thank you. So we had called for this application, and the applicant was not here, and so we have a motion that's on the floor by the board. Let me ask the author of that motion whether she wants to continue to move forward with her motion or withdraw it based on now that the applicant is present.
Withdraw that motion.
Thank you, Mrs. Hall. So you've stated your name and address for the record. If you can please give us the merits of your case.
Essentially, I had the same scenario with 129. I'm the applicant on both of those. And the So I sent an email to the point of contact for that NPU. I believe his name is Bill Murray, and said basically, "Hey, you know, let me know if there are any neighborhood group meetings I need to go to, you know, because otherwise I was just."
Could you pull the microphone closer to you since you're taller?
Yeah, sorry about that. Basically, I was, you know, again, just said, "Hey, whatever I need to go to, if you would please let me know." Never heard back from him, and I did hear back from the other folks that I had reached out to. So I assumed that there wasn't a subgroup, like a neighbor, you know, I guess it's the smaller neighborhood group that makes the recommendation to the NPU. So that happened for the 129. And I received an email back, and they were like, "Oh, yeah, you'll need to actually go talk to one neighborhood, you know, or one neighbors of Edgewood." So met with them three different times, you know, even before we had, you know, talked about having an actual vote. So, again, I was just operating on the assumption that it would be the same way. And because I never heard back, I just showed up at the MPU meeting and they literally, like, you know, as I'm, you know, they stated the case and then they voted. And I was, like, halfway standing up to, you know, see if I could talk to them about the application. So I was hoping, again, I've reached out to Bill Murray, the point of contact, and Andrea Bennett, the head of that MPU, to see if they would entertain the possibility of having another vote or allowing me to attend the appropriate neighborhood group meeting so that I could present it to them, you know, and go from there.
Okay, so you've given us a background in terms of the process. How about the merits of your case? Would you like to share anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Can I grab my notes real quick?
Certainly.
Thank you. So essentially what we've got with this one, the main issue these folks have been having...
Mr. Gunter, I'm sorry, could you pause for a minute?
Sure.
Mr. Carson, can you verify if we have the signposting affidavit as well as the deferral fee from this applicant? Not yet. Okay. Okay, so that one, we were looking for that.
Sorry about that.
No problem. You can continue.
Okay, so basically the main reason that these folks wanted the gate in the first place is because they've, for years, been having, you know, basically their parking lot used as a public parking lot by adjacent properties. There's no blocking or anything. It looks like a driveway. And they have teenagers that hide out there and smoke weed and hook up. They've had issues with people using it. Like, their front yard is basically a dog park. Because, you know, that looks kind of inviting, I understand. But also, it's horrible. and let's see. The most recent issues they started having are missing packages. I asked the property owners for any police reports they filed. They have not provided any. So, again, you know, I understand that we would need police reports to substantiate that. But it has been an issue for them. And, you know, because it's so easily accessible, you know, you just kind of walk straight onto the property.
Thank you so much for your presentation. Let me ask, does anyone to speak in support or opposition to come forward? Seeing none, we go into executive session, entertaining any questions or comments from board members. So I'll start off. Mr. Gunther, I believe that you have, in my mind, clarified why you missed the July and the August meetings of the Neighborhood Planning Unit. Those are the most important meetings you should go to because they are the ones that provide their recommendation to the board via the staff. So I think after you miss two meetings, they automatically deny. That's okay. Their
gotcha.
Protocol for that. So perhaps the application 129 went through smoother, but you need to ensure that all your applications follow that procedure. Going to the Neighborhood Planning Unit before coming before the board. Are there any questions on the for Mr. Gunther? Mrs. Hall?
I just had a suggestion. If you had not heard back from the NPU, if you contact the Planning Department, I'm sure they would be able to put you in touch.
And that was the recommendation they made. They said, hey, you know, and that was a bad assumption on my part because, you know, the other group reached out immediately. Like, we had it filed, and then one neighborhood of Edgewood was like, hey, how you doing? Like, want to come meet us? Want to talk to us? So, you know, I was like, okay, well, cool. Good deal. I was at the August 2nd meeting, but again, you know, I literally, as I'm standing up to say, hey, I'm here on behalf of that, they voted to deny. So it was, okay. Missed. But, yeah, I totally, my apologies.
Well, this would give you an opportunity, a deferral would give you an opportunity to get back to them and get them to revise their recommendation of denial.
Okay. Awesome.
In that case, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Thank you.
I move that we deny taking action on defer. I'm sorry. This is not
me. Mrs. Hall, I think our secretary, Mrs. Jackson, wants to make a comment.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Mrs. Hall. I just want to go on note to say that the MPU is not obligated to put this case back on their agenda, and I cannot confirm that it will be put back on their agenda before we make a recommendation, before you all make a recommendation for a deferral. I just want to make that, make you all aware of that. I will communicate with the MPU if you all should choose to defer this case, but I cannot guarantee that it will be placed back on their agenda, as they have made an official recommendation.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. It's my feeling that we should give the applicant the opportunity to try. So that would do that. So,
I would like to comment on that, and maybe there are any other comments. Uh-huh. I understand that sometimes we don't always get the process right, and I feel that the applicant wasn't being disingenuous by not attending, being that one other application, 129, is before the MPU and it's on the agenda before the MPU, and we do have an approval from the staff. That's what I was going to say. We have an approval of recommendation from the staff, but not from the MPU. And then from comments from Ms. Jackson, that we cannot verify once the MPU has made a denial on the application whether they will hear it for a second time. So I understand things happen, and I understand that actually there's a process that's pretty clearly documented by the plan department and by the city zoning ordinance about, going before the MPU. I just think that this application for me is pretty straightforward. I'm not opposed to approving it, even though the MPU has denied it, because I think they denied it over a procedural matter, not on the merits of the case. But I can go either way.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As always, I appreciate your opinion. And certainly respect your thinking. I would like to continue with the motion to defer, while acknowledging that that may not accomplish getting back in front of the NPU, but at least it's the opportunity to respect the system. So I would like to leave active my motion to defer.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded to defer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All the motion carries. Thank you, sir. We'll see you. We didn't have a date certain on that, but if you can get with staff on when we're going to hear your case again, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That concludes our agenda. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
No.
He was coming over here.
God.
I tell you, every time we change.
An annual city statement and for other purposes. Without objection, we'll consider the substitutes before us. Colleagues, I understand from our analysts that the actual committee of purview for